Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Read the internet, guys.
Take the bull by the hands.
On Seattle Sports.
Power through the Alaska Airlines studio.
And Brooke Wire, you are. And Brooke, you are.
Styled by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk. Let the fire!
Salk, you don't bruise, really? That's like saying you've never had a cold. Do you expect us to believe that? I get colds all the time. I get hurt all the time. I just don't see bruises on my body.
So if I let G punch you right in the shoulder,
yeah,
hard,
yeah,
you telling me it wouldn't bruise?
I don't really think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Heather always says, like, it's weird that you never bruise.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
You can ask Heather. If you don't have to believe me, ask, text Heather. I'll give you... I mean, you can... I'll text her on the phone, and you can look at it. I'll show it to you.
Sure. Like,
she will tell you, I don't bruise.
Hand me your phone.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'll do it, and then you can look at it, but I'm not going to hand you my phone. Are you crazy? In fact, I'm going to look at my phone, because I'm going to look at the text that Maura sent us yesterday, because I think it's intriguing. And I think it has an effect on... well, it could have had a huge effect on yesterday.
Yep.
But I think it still might. According to James Palmer, who for a long time was with NFL Network, excuse me, recently let go.
Yep.
James still has a lot of connections in the league. Do you know him?
He lives out in Colorado. Not a hot taker. Good guy.
No, he's a reporter.
Kind of Tom Pelissero is.
The opposite of a hot taker. He's just a straight-up reporter.
Yep.
The Seahawks, Saints, and Raiders all tried to get into the top 10 for Michael Penix, per sources. Sources. Seahawks, Saints, and Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Saints certainly make sense, right?
Yep, Derek Carr.
Raiders certainly make sense.
They've got an enormous void.
Right.
Who's their starting quarterback? Aiden O'Connell?
Yes.
Wow. Yep. Okay.
And Seahawks.
Yeah.
Now, the Saints and Raiders had more to deal with, right? Mm-hmm. They just had better draft positioning. So if all three of them were going for it, you would think that the other two would have had the edge over the Seahawks. Seahawks would have either needed to offer players next year's first. I mean, like, they would have had to really, really mortgage the farm in order to get them.
Yep.
But the fact that they are interested enough to be looking to trade into the top 10, despite not having a second pick and being all the way back at 16, tells you, A, they obviously thought pretty highly of Michael Penix for good reason, and B, they were interested in a quarterback.
Yep. And C, had he been there at 16?
Oh, well, then obviously they would have done it then. Yes. I mean, if they were trying to trade up for him, of course they would have done it at 16.
Yep.
So all that debate we had yesterday, and I felt very strongly about it. If he's there at 16 and you like him, this tells me they liked him, you take him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wait. You don't mess around. You get the guy that you really want. You draft him to be your quarterback, and you move on.
Yeah, and Salk, six of the 12 did that, and one did it in such an extreme way that they looked past the $180 million they had given to Kirk Cousins.
Right.
But the other six said, we're not going to get cute.
Well, you know, the other six, one of them overdrafted Bo Nix by like a round and a half.
Correct. Because Sean Payton was like, I don't care. It's my guy. Like, he is so hard-headed. He is so stubborn. He is so, I mean, arrogant is a strong word. He's certainly a head coaching arrogance that, no, this is my guy, and I'm going to take him. Six out of the top 12. I mean, we talk about the 83 class all the time, so guess what they did not have? Six in the top 12.
No.
I talked about the 99 class. They didn't have six in the top 12.
It's crazy.
I mean, six of the top 12 picks in this draft were all quarterbacks. And you know what's going to happen. Like Tommy John surgery, you know what is going to happen. You know that half of these guys are going to, or more, just bust right out.
Mm.
Not even be with these organizations in 2 or 3 years. But yet, you're so willing to take that risk, as I said last night at that desk, because if you get it right, man, right? It is the same reason those casinos print so much money. Because everyone believes that one time I pull the slot, that one time I win my roulette, that one time I get hot at the craps, that one time I am now just set. That one time I draft Aaron Rodgers, that one time I draft Patrick Mahomes, that one time I draft that one guy, it changes the trajectory and the job security of all of us.
But I think there's a couple of things that go beyond that. Yes, obviously, if you get and that's the argument I was trying to make to you yesterday, is like, if you want your guy and he's a quarterback that you think, you have to do it. The fact that they were willing to trade up for it, the fact that they were trying to give up more resources to get Michael Penix has to tell you a couple of things, I would think. One, maybe they don't feel like they're that close right now. Because if you're willing to give up those kinds of resources, you know that it might take a while to get it back, but you must feel that it's worth it to get a Michael Penix. Okay, that's one. Two, and maybe I'll ask this one as a question. Does it tell you anything about how they feel about Geno Smith?
Their contract tells you already what they think of Geno Smith. It's a year-to-year deal. You're on a year-to-year prove a deal. So I think to me that contract already speaks even more than this. Like, you've got to go out and you got to prove it every single year. And he's an older guy, right? He's not 23 or 24. Been in this league for a decade, so he's kind of getting to the point where, you know, like this may be it. I know the Tom Brady's and the Drew Brees played to their 40s, but I don't know how many more guys are going to be able to do that. So he is not necessarily in the prime of his career, and he's in prove it mode. Go prove it. And you know what the rest of this team is, Salk, largely? Improve it mode. Bump was saying that last night, and Dave was saying that last night, like one year deal. Like, we're all improve it modes. There's a few that have now some security. Leo's got some security. This kid you just drafted has got
some
security. Does that
make you at all nervous? By the way, I know there's a lot of upside to that, right? You got a lot of guys who are out there playing hard. And is there any sort of nerve, though, that like, hey, all of these guys are in almost that competitive position? And
only nervousness is make sure you do it for the team. Mm-hmm. Make sure that this ain't about your numbers.
Right.
Make sure that you're hitting the hole. Make sure you're doing your job and you're blocking for the guy next to you and not just for your incentive to put up your own numbers to change some of those perceptions. But, yeah, I mean, also, let's remember this, too. I mean, they know Michael Penix.
I mean, that was the last thing I was going to say is, does this talk about or speak to how big of a role Ryan Grubb has?
That's right. Like, this dude's a difference maker, and he's right in our backyard. And you know what? If the deal is right, and who knows? You know, we know. So this is the other thing I just take with a tiny bit of grain of salt is we know that John and his operatives are in that war room making calls constantly up and down. And, you know, some of it may also be to feel where this market's going. Right. Some of that also may have been like, hey, we need to see, could, you know, our team's interested? How many are interested? Like, we've got to be players here. We got to put our hand at the table so we can gauge a little bit more of this market and where it is all going. So ultimately, when we're there at 16, we have a whole lot. They felt like, and I think I can say this now after the fact, they felt like all six of those guys would be gone by the time they got to 16. They felt that way. And then they also knew tackles are going to go. So knowing those two things, Salk, we've got to do our work here so that at 16 we are ready and we don't get caught like, ooh, what if there are something that's never been done in the history of the league? 14 straight offensive guys. So they may have made a call and they may have loved Michael Penix. It also may have been, we really need to gauge where this market's going. So if it goes crazy, which it went crazy for offensive players, we do not get stuck with our pants down at 16, not knowing what to do. That makes sense?
Yeah, I think it does. Absolutely. A lot of texts coming in. I don't bruise, says a 509, and I pass that genetic defect on to my daughter, and then we get zero sympathy from anyone when we get hit by any such object. I feel for you. Thank you.
So you're telling me you take that 110-mile-an-hour fastball.
I'm not saying that.
Like that boy did down in LSU.
Didn't even
put his glove up, just put his skull up, and it just left a...
I didn't say it won't get knots. I didn't say it won't swell.
Right.
I didn't say that.
He had massive bruising all around it, too.
Like, if I were to take a Luis Castillo fastball off my arm,
yes.
I guess I would probably bruise, but I never have before.
So you never had a black eye?
Or I don't. Not really. I mean, like, it takes something like that kind of significant, like... I must have, when I got hit in the face with a baseball as a kid, I must have had some bruising.
Uh-huh.
But like in general, I don't know.
So is this like the next contest? It was the race with Mora.
I don't want this to be a contest.
Let's see if Salk can bruise.
No.
You know, like a little
360 says Salk, for once, I agree with you. I don't really bruise either, and I'm not nearly as hairy as you. So there you go.
You must have enough iron, because I know as a woman, you can be anemic sometimes, and you will bruise very easily.
You know, I do my best.
It's usually a lack of iron.
Yeah, I try to eat as much iron as I can possibly eat.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Big Iron Guy.
I am the Iron Man. Big Iron Guy.
I am Iron Man.
You know what the biggest shock is? Not that Brock got all the words sort of there wrong in the wrong spots, but that he even knew that was Iron Man.
Iron Maiden.
That was shocking. Yeah, we might have to rank irons later. We got a lot of irons in the fire, and we'll tell you about them and everything you need to know next on Brock and Salk.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Washington residents get special discounts on tickets and memberships all throughout May. Plan your vacation today and see MoPop's newest exhibition, Massive, The Power of Pop Culture. Open now. Tickets at mopop.org/vacation.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
If you haven't been getting the white glove treatment, you deserve better. I'm Tia from Tycor Title, and we'll give you top-tier service, a smooth process, and consistent results every time. So trust Tycor Title with your next real estate transaction. Go to mytycor.com.
Cantor Diamond is the only professional office for diamonds and diamond jewelry. Meet us in our professional Tacoma offices by appointment or globally by phone, email, Instagram at K-A-N-T-O-R Diamond. Truly the best diamond prices, bestdiamondprice.com.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first,
Byron Murphy. He's the next Seattle Seahawk, and he is going to be a defensive lineman that everyone else is going to have to deal with. He is strong, man. He may not have prototypical length, but he is very, very, very strong. Put the bench up a whole bunch of times, but it seems to be mostly in his legs. Squats and everything else he did are off the charts. Freak show.
If you blended Aaron Donald and Grady Jarrett, honestly, if you took those two guys and blended them together, you would have physically this guy. Grady Jarrett's not as fast as this guy. This guy is not as fast as Aaron Donald, but they're right in the middle. Both of them and all three of them are built low to the ground. Both of them leverage. You talk to Dave Wyman, and he would tell you, man, like, height is not always the best thing for guys that got to play in the phone booth. You know, Sam Mills, he quotes all the time. He's like, man, there are a lot of times in my life that I wished I could have been 5'11". Just get underneath people. Don't give them that kind of target, especially when you got the power. You have to then have the immense power and leverage those guys have, and Byron Murphy's got it.
I also can't tell you how many times I wish that I was 5'11", or 6 feet, or maybe even 6'1". That would be just fine.
True.
Why is Byron Murphy here? Here's Mike McDonald.
There's a lot. He just plays our style of football, really. I mean, and he's so talented. Versatility along the front. Plays such an aggressive player. Plays violently. Heavy hands for a guy like shorter stature, flexible. Pass rush flexibility, you name it. But yeah, just really excited to have him.
So they really like him. And a lot of people told us this is what they should do. Mark Dominic was very clear about it. Matt Miller said if he's there at 16, you take him. Joel Klatt.
They want to be able to jump between odd fronts and even fronts based on nickel and regular for base personnel. They want to have three defensive linemen in there at times in the interior, two in the interior. And so depth is incredibly vital. You can't just say, well, we've got our two tackles. They need 3-4 guys in order to rotate and build that run wall. So to me, it comes down to organizational value. And I'm just assuming this is that I think that Seattle, in particular with Mike McDonald, is going to value a defensive tackle.
And he sure did. He absolutely did. And he was the 1D tackle in this entire first round, the only one that went. And he went to Seattle, and he will be now in a rotation of 4D tackles. On paper, you got a rotation of 4 defensive ends. I do think of Mark Dominic and that listening skill that John Schneider is greatest strength. And, you know, when he went to the group and he went to this new staff and said, what do you want? prioritize for me what you want.
Let me ask you this.
I want a defensive line that's eight deep.
Didn't they also spend a little bit of money on that big defensive tackle, Jonathan Hankins?
Just a little bit of money.
Okay, but not much. But he's a player, right?
Yeah,
Yes. That would make five.
Yep.
Any chance we're going to see even more Dre Jones playing defensive end? Especially
possibly.
To set the edge
possibly.
On early downs Could. And trying to set the edge.
Any possibility you see this lineup configured in multiple different ways each and every day to attack that particular opponent that you need to win?
Interesting. All right, Byron Murphy going to join us in about 40 minutes at 9 o'clock. So we'll get our first shot at chatting with the new Seahawk.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
Good night for the Hawks. Good night for the Huskies as well. Michael Penix, the story of the draft. He goes number 8 overall to Atlanta, despite the $160 million deal they just handed out to Kirk Cousins. Roma Dunze is going to go to Chicago and play with Caleb Williams. Kind of cool. And then Faltano was there for the Seahawks if they'd wanted him at 16. He falls to number 20, but he will go join Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. What'd you make of the rest of the NFC West? Gotta love, you know, what the Cardinals did with their first pick, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah,
seemed
they didn't
pretty
fool
obvious.
Around. You kind of knew you had to do that.
Just do it. And then Darius Robinson, pass
like
rusher,
reach.
It seemed a little
that
reachy.
That was a reachy. That was a Senior Bowl wonder. That was a 1 year wonder. Mm-hmm. Coming out of the Senior Bowl, everyone's like, oh, now he's a top 20 pick. Certainly didn't do it much over 5 years. Had one great year, and he's got some physical skills, but that kind of felt like Arizona.
L.A.
And now we got to deal with that guy.
Jared Verse.
Yeah.
Of course.
Now we're going to have a car wreck.
Of course.
Just when Aaron Donald decides to retire, Jared Verse falls to them.
Of course he does. Of course it would go that way. And then what do you think the Niners are up to? They take wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. You think they trade somebody? You think it's going to be Debo
or Ayuk? One of those two is likely gone. And this guy is a little slot, unbelievably explosive, kind of Cooper Kupp light.
Good hands, right?
And can run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
Luis Urias hit a home run. Ty France hit a two-run home run. And the Mariners win 4-3 yesterday. That gives them the series in Texas. Forget, don't get swept, Brock.
How about just go win a series?
They pitched real well yesterday. Luis Castillo, 2 runs in 6 innings, another quality start from him. And it's not like they were just rolling over.
When you're a top-end rotation starter in this league, that's how you become that guy. They were really grinding them. They took a lot of edge pitches, close pitches to get the pitch count up. I was concerned, you know, we maybe only get 5, and he was able to get through the 5th really quick and then very efficient through the 6th as well. The value of that, it just allows you to set your bullpen up and go to your high leverage guys, and those guys were outstanding. So hats off to Rock, and he's rolling. You can see it. He's got the momentum going a little bit. He's making pitches. He's living on the edges. Couple mistakes. You know, they were on him, the home runs today, but other than that, it was really solid.
Yeah, that's doing it against an excellent lineup and getting the job done. Stanek, Spire, Munoz close it out again.
Yep.
And so they come home in first place ahead of Texas after beating them 2 out of 3. And that's a really good road trip.
That's an amazing road trip. You didn't beat Texas down there last year, and you just won the series. And he did it without JP, and he did it without, you know, a few pieces really rolling still.
4 out of 6. You probably should have won 5 out of 6 on that road trip. I mean, you probably should have won the extra inning game. Right? I mean, it's certainly winnable. You were ahead in the extra innings.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'll get right back to it tonight. Arizona's in for 3 games this weekend. Kirby, Hancock, Gilbert, and you mentioned J.P. Crawford. He's going to miss some time. Goes on to the IL with an oblique strain. Could be a few weeks. Rookie Luis Rivas called up in his stead. Dylan Moore going to play short for the most part. And he still looks good. He's having a good little year at the plate to start off. Rivas is supposed to be a pretty good defensive player, and he's actually hitting a little bit in Tacoma. So there you go. That's everything you need to know.
Your first place Mariners. Your first place man.
They really are. Yeah.
Yes.
Do that quarter past every hour here on the Brock and Salk show. And yes, there was also a big race yesterday.
Oh, wait. We've talked about that. Hold on. We haven't played Jonathan in where's Jonathan from?
Oh,
the big race.
Oh, the big race.
Sorry.
Yes.
That's coming up in a moment. Yes.
Torrance, California.
Jonathan was in Torrance, California.
Yes. We took calls for an entire segment about this time yesterday.
You know, asked people what they thought was going to happen, what the Seahawks would do.
Yes.
Jonathan didn't start off necessarily the way you would expect, but take a listen. How about Jonathan in Torrance, California? What's up, Jonathan?
With the 16th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Drake May. I don't want them to do that, but I feel like that might happen.
What do you want them to do?
I mean, honestly, I want Byron Murphy from Texas. Just like last year, we weren't able to get Jalen Carter. I really wanted Jalen Carter, but he had the off the field issues. I'd love to just, I mean, we got wrecked by Aaron Donald for so long. So to have someone like fierce in the middle of our D line would be awesome.
How does this guy, first of all, nice job, Jonathan. You were the only person yesterday to even mention Murphy's name. What, how does he compare to Carter, to Jalen Carter?
Yeah, different humans. Yep. Jalen was massive and would just show and flash that size and big old number 88 and pick guys up and, you know, just play the game differently. This guy plays it low. This guy plays it, you know, it's, and anytime you say Aaron Donald, like, come on, that's the, one of the greatest to ever do it, if not the greatest, certainly of this generation. That feels like a bit much. But when you just talk about the leverage and the way he looks and how low he plays to the ground, it really is Grady Jarrett. I mean, there is a lot of Grady Jarrett. And if he's Grady Jarrett, guess what? He's worth every bit of that 16th pick right in the middle of your defense.
Is Byron Murphy a war daddy? We've spent 2 years asking these questions.
Is he a war daddy?
He's a battle daddy.
He's a battle daddy.
He's
never won battle. I don't know if he's going to win the
daddy
whole
war. Adjacent.
Battle
daddy.
He's poor daddy adjacent. Well, G Scott's coming in here in just a moment.
He's a war daddy.
Yeah.
He's on a heater right now.
Is he?
He is hot.
He's got a lot to say. He's going to be in next.
Oh, gosh.
We'll get his thoughts on the draft. Maybe his thoughts on picture gate. Did you see the Seahawks trolling Sherm? Did you see that? Did anybody else see the Seahawks do
someone,
an entire two-minute video in front of Sherm's picture?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That is funny. Plus, yes, we will talk more about the big race. Coming up next on Brock and Salk.
Cantor Diamond, four generations of professionalism, quality, and low prices. Let us earn your business and we'll make you our top priority. By appointment only in Tacoma or globally by phone or email, CantorDiamond.com or on Instagram at K-A-N-T-O-R Diamond.
Mariners Text keep you one step ahead. Receive breaking news, exclusive offers, and so much more. Sign up in just seconds by texting Mariners to 24247. Again, just text the word Mariners to 24247 to stay up to date with all the latest from T-Mobile Park.
Spring is here and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
Real estate transactions can feel intimidating, but at Tycor Title, we make it feel more like a visit to your favorite coffee shop. Seamless, satisfying, and efficient every time. Trust Tycor Title with your next real estate transaction. Go to mytycor.com.
Washington residents get special discounts on tickets and memberships all throughout May. Plan your vacation today and see Mopop's newest exhibition, Massive, The Power of Pop Culture. Open now. Tickets at mopop.org/vacation.
This is Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio. Weekday 6 to 10.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
All right, 30 minutes from now, we will talk to the newest Seahawk, Byron Murphy, going to join us in 30 minutes here in the Brock and Salk Show. He was the pick yesterday at number 16. Of course, first, we got to give the people what they want. Brock G. Scott is in the building with his personal videographer who's with him as well.
Yeah.
He's the only person I know who comes with an entourage, but here he is.
He's the only one that matches hat to shoes, too.
Come on, man.
Does he work at East to West Productions?
Well, what's East to West? What is that? A little inside joke? What's that?
That's Russell Wilson's
team. That's Russell's team. That's Russell's videography team.
Why do you want to start this off like that? Because you know that there are people that listen to what I say when that topic, that name comes up.
Right.
Real quick,
why I brought that up?
Why?
Because I got to talk to you. Not about the big race, although that did go down yesterday. We will discuss... The big race, obviously. Gee, I know you've got a lot to say about it, and I appreciate all of your support that came beforehand.
I offered up for
you. You were one of the very few.
The big race!
You were one of the few that believed in me, and I appreciate that.
You're not about to make this a race conversation, are you?
We are not. I told you, the number one thing we won't be doing is ranking races. We are not going to rank races on this show.
I don't be ranking races.
We are not ranking races.
HR?
Under any circumstances on this show, we are not going to do that. But you gave me a lot of grief just a couple of weeks ago, sitting right here in this room, after I'd been pulled over and didn't get a ticket, which was very nice of the officer. He gave me a fix-it ticket, which I needed to deal with, and I did. But he's very nice, gave me a verbal warning. I was very polite. You said, oh, it must have been something that rhymes with polite. And I said, well, maybe that too, but it was mostly
not
polite.
Wait a minute. Not quite.
Right. Not quite. Right. That must have been it. Yes. Anyway, little birdie told me that as you were driving home, not yesterday, but 2 days ago, so you didn't even tell me about this yesterday, because you're not as honest with me as I am with you, and I appreciate
transparency.
That. Not quite as transparent. You're a little more opaque.
Yeah.
You got pulled over.
Sure did.
And how'd that end?
Warning.
You must have been...
Irish.
Very polite.
No, I'm going to tell you what happened, bro.
Your Irish blood.
Everybody know. That 23andMe results. And for the first time since I revealed my 23andMe results, I finally, brought.
Yeah.
Did you just hand that over with your registration?
I got its privileges.
Do you do that? Do you
feel good?
Your license, registration, 23andMe card?
Yeah. I handed a 23. And you know what I told the officer?
I heard what you told the officer.
I went at the very end, I told him, thank you for keeping us safe.
I heard that's not all you told the officer.
What I tell him? Awesome.
I heard. Now, I need to confirm this. Sources say.
Okay.
That when asked where you were going in such a hurry, you said.
I didn't get pulled over for speed.
Oh, what'd you get pulled over for?
See?
Tags?
You got wrong information.
I didn't get that. Okay, where?
Tags?
Tags?
What'd you get pulled over for? No, I can afford that now.
Oh, what'd you get pulled over for?
Texting.
Oh, okay.
I was on my phone.
Maybe that actually makes more sense with the story.
Yeah.
Maybe it was when asked who you were texting. Mm-hmm. You said, I'm just getting ready to work at the Seahawks draft party tomorrow night, and I need to text with the Seahawks.
No.
So you didn't say, do you know who I am? But you certainly insinuated who you might be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, I love to keep it honest with you guys.
Do you?
In a roundabout way.
Keep it a buck.
I sort of kind of said who I was.
Okay.
Are you going to let it slide that Salk just tried to say keep it a buck?
Yeah. I'm just quoting him. Yeah. I'm just quoting this guy to my right. Ooh-wee. Yeah, I don't think I'm trying to make that a thing.
We also need a quick update. Texters want to know if you're still on the couch.
Oh, so... First, I want to just say, I want to give a shout out to our very own Justin Barnes.
Of course you do.
Justin Barnes.
The love of G's life.
Yeah. Justin Barnes texts me on, so I did the show with you guys on Friday.
Right.
Justin Barnes texts me at like 11 something at night. And he basically said, hey, G, just want to, you know, let you know that I'm here for you if you need me. If you still on the cat, well, I'll just kind of keep going, Justin.
Yeah.
If you need help or anything like that, I'm here for you.
That's nice.
And so Justin, thank you. I appreciate that. At that time when you text me, I was literally on the couch.
Hold on. What about what I texted you?
Yeah, you text me. You kind of gave me some words. Brock texts me Bible scriptures.
I just texted you, apologize to your wife.
You did. Brock texted me Bible scriptures that I had to look up.
Yeah, obviously.
And then Brock's like, basically the Bible scripture was, don't keep argument or whatever until when the sun goes down, to which I text Brock back and said, well, what if you don't get off until the sun goes down? So I don't think when they was writing the Bible back then, they was working
the night shift.
They weren't working the night shift.
That's fair.
I didn't text you. I was hoping you got off the couch, but I didn't think it was any of my business.
Yeah.
Maura just doesn't like texting you.
I see what Maura says.
Maura just doesn't like texting you. Maura just knows that she's not as close with G as Justin is, so she didn't even bother.
So just so you guys know, Saturday morning, reconciliation happened.
Okay.
Saturday morning before Saturday morning cartoons happened.
Yep.
So then the rest of the way, I got fresh night's sleep. My wardrobe is together, so we're all back on track.
Good. License, registration, and 23andMe cards. That's what I'm going to take out of this conversation.
No, for real, I pulled out everything. I pulled out, like, man, I'm a contributor on the Brock and Salk show on 8:30.
Really?
I told him that I'm married to a Korean woman. I pulled out everything, every reason
in
the world.
Do you now have an Irish flag sticker on the back of your car?
You know what? It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
I don't yet. I think it's the answer you're looking for.
So did you work the draft last night?
I did.
How was the reaction?
Yeah, what was the
reaction? Shout out to the Seahawks. Hosted the draft party at Queen Anne Beer Hall down in that area. Mm. It was good. All the folks there, the first pick of the draft. And let me say this. For the first time in a long time, when the Seahawks pick first pick came through, I didn't have to fake it.
Mm.
Last year, Witherspoon, what he became isn't what I thought initially, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Or I'm not trying to be disrespectful, right? Rashad Penny's and LJ Collier's and
Charles Cross?
I mean, great, but I was happy, but I didn't leave the draft the way I left last night.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Byron?
Hold on. You left last year when they draft Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You were crowing to anybody who listened. You were sucked.
First pick. Okay. First pick.
All right. Okay.
First pick. Byron Murphy, though? So when you start talking about the first 12 picks, six of them being quarterbacks and three of them being offensive linemen and wide receivers and all that kind of stuff, so you're like, oh, okay, so we're getting close to 16. So you mean to tell me that, hey, things have changed now. The Seahawks are going to have their pick of the litter mm-hmm. with the defensive side of the ball. Hold up. Time out. And then there was only one D-tackle taken in the first round, and that's this dude. Let me just kind of give you guys a little context and perspective on Byron Murphy. Go ahead and tell your friends this. You heard it here on the show first. First, let me tell you why he's a bad boy. He's a DeSoto boy. Look that up. D-E-S-O-T-O. DeSoto boys. Wait till you find out. It's south of Dallas. You see all them boys that come from there. Who comes from there? Von Miller. DeSoto boys. These dudes play football. Mm. It's in their soul, Brock Heward. Yep. That is a bad boy. That D-tackle. And so if you look at him, you get on there like, oh, man, he's wearing a Gucci shirt. Oh, okay. He's got a grill in his mouth. Okay. He's got tattoos on his neck. Okay.
Not his neck. Let's be clear. That's not just on his neck. That's on his throat.
Yeah.
That's on his Adam's apple. Yeah.
So I have a rule. If I'm a GM, I'm not drafting any D-tackle without a tattoo. If you don't have a tattoo as a D-tackle, you're not bad enough. That Byron Murphy is a bad boy. Brock, you've covered him. Yep. Tell me.
Oh, he's a dynamic dude. You know what happens in DeSoto, Texas, Salt? This is true. You wouldn't have pulled your hamstring. Because in DeSoto, Texas, they start doing power cleans in first grade.
I bet they do.
I'm not even joking. In school, in their recess, in their PE, they are squatting and power cleaning in first grade.
That's crazy.
Yes. And by the time they get junior high, this guy's just...
He's a DeSoto boy. Yep. That's a thing. I'm not just making that up.
I believe you.
DeSoto boys, when you find out that you're from DeSoto, instant respect. It's like being from King High School in Chicago basketball or Simeon in basketball. Mm-hmm. Or when you start talking about DeSoto, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, you're one of those.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks, I don't even think the Seahawks thought that they were going to get him at that number.
No, John was pretty clear. They didn't think he would still be there.
No.
Yeah.
No. So, love
the pick. Do you have to go under when you get a tattoo over your Adam's apple?
I don't have any tattoos, as you know. Brock, you don't have any tattoos. Mm-hmm. I asked Justin this question earlier.
I'm shocked that Brock and Salk don't have any tattoos.
Yeah.
Maura's got a couple.
That's why y'all been married for 55 years.
Yeah.
What do you got, Maura? Three? How many you got? Two. Maura got two.
Justin's got a bunch. I know you got a bunch.
Look at G-Spot. Do you know Maura had two tattoos?
Heck no! Maura, look at you different now. Oh. Differently.
Well, you said you wouldn't draft a D-lineman without any.
You said you'd draft
him. No. Would you draft a D-tackle?
I'm going to plead the fifth under the pretense that whatever I answer could incriminate me.
Okay, I was on the way in this morning, and
I've heard about code, and tattoos might come near code, and so I'm just not going to answer.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to answer it.
You play it safe.
Yeah, I'm just not going to answer.
But I
appreciate your thoughts on the matter.
You know what? You do that with a lot of questions of mine. There's a lot of questions you don't answer of mine.
You know, I like my job.
Right.
Gotta support the kids.
In 2000,
like my job. Particularly interested in answering your questions about whether or not I would draft somebody with a tattoo.
In 2024, do you think you'd lose your job for answering some of my questions?
I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment again. That Fifth Amendment exists for my protection, and I am going to continue to plead it. It does not speak to my innocence or guilt, only that I am interested in not answering your question.
Okay, G.
You want to hear about the race?
Bring him back. No, not yet.
Okay. You're not ready to talk race.
Bring him back to that D-line.
Come on.
Bring him back to Jaron and Dre and Leo and Hankins And even the kid they drafted, you know, they drafted a D tackle last year.
Cam Young, yep.
No.
He's not going to be here.
Bring me back to that room and how now that room operates.
I think everything right now is operating at a 10. Now, I told you guys something before the show. I'll tell you guys now. I have had some conversation with current players. I've been asking about Mike McDonald, and I want it to real. Like, what's up? You guys like this? And the best thing that got said to me 2 days ago was, it feels like I'm back in college again. It feels like, oh, okay, it's real. You're crossing all T's. You're dotting all I's. This Mike McDonald, hey, you're there. And what I mean by it, so somebody might say right now, well, what do you mean by, what's the difference between college and between pros? Oh, let me give you an example. In college, at some of these top programs, and you know this, Brock, for sure, at some of these top programs, when you get ready to go work out, right, you better be in uniform. Like, your T-shirt, you better be wearing exactly what's been had, right? In the pros,
strict.
In the pros, it's like, well, you know, I can kind of wear this, and I can kind of wear these
kinda
shorts. These are different shorts, and can you alter these, and they look a certain way? That is a small example of pros in college. It's just the little things, right? And so,
so basically, what you're saying is that college is more professional.
No, I'm saying college is more strict.
It sounds a little more like a professional environment. It's funny.
There could be a little more urgency. Play cut two for G. Listen.
I've gone away from that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have all your race cuts up?
Well, I have this.
I'm uncomfortable talking.
I'm very disappointed because my plan was to play the race card.
Jeez.
I think, and let me say this for the record. I think that Jerry Brewer is one of the few guys in town that I might be able to beat in a race.
Right. That was when Groz came on years ago and played the race card here on this show, which was scary for all of us. But he, he's the Groz. He can get away with things that nobody else can. Well, you never heard that? When Groz came on to play the race card?
So that made me uncomfortable. even I started looking around. Is Marn around?
Here's Mike McDonald on why they went with Byron Murphy.
There's a lot. He just plays our style of football, really. I mean, and he's so talented. Versatility along the front. Plays such an aggressive player. Plays violently. Heavy hands for a guy like shorter stature, flexible. Pass rush flexibility, you name it. But, yeah, just really excited to have him.
All these little crumbs are going to lead to the cookie that we're going to finally get to see and eat a little bit in preseason and regular season. The crumbs being roster construction, the crumbs being the rest of the staff, the crumbs being this draft over the next 2 days, Salk, and when it looks all in totality and we kind of look at it all. But to your point, G, like the crumbs right now, the little indicators, little signs of what we're doing here, this group's going to have a little more urgency.
Yeah.
That's the word that I would use.
Yeah.
No, college pro, detail, whatever. Just there's an urgency. Like, man, we're and for the coaches, this is what's cool too. And this could go one of two ways. This doesn't mean it's gonna be an absolute home run, it could be a strikeout. But what's cool is they're in it with the players. Why does it feel college? Because these guys are in it with me. Like they're first timers. Like they're urgent to do their job well. Mm-hmm. He's a first time coordinator. He's a first time coordinator. He's a first time head coach. Like, hey man, we're all in this thing. It feels, and when he was hired, people said this. It's like the McVay of defense. Yeah. And when McVay was hired to the Rams, he brought that same kind of urgency. And right, these young offensive guys, they brought that same kind of urgency. Mike McDaniel, like, and we're in this thing together. And I think this pick plays to some of that.
When you all is, Brock Salk, you all, and everyone listening right now, when you guys watch the draft and you see things, and when you guys see how organizations are, like, yes. I hope that you all seriously take this time to really appreciate being connected to the Seattle Seahawks. Let me give you an example. It hasn't anything to do with here, but when you saw the Atlanta Falcons pick Michael Penix Jr., first of all, we all love Michael Penix. I think Michael Penix is a phenomenal quarterback. Fantastic. The Atlanta Falcons are absolutely horrible. And I'm not even mincing words about that. You took a tight end, let's see, that was 2020, number 4 pick. What the heck were you doing that? And then now you come up a few years later and you take a quarterback at number 8 out on the heels of paying Kirk Cousins all that money.
And I think it's fair to say, I don't think that taking Penix was the mistake. It was paying Cousins that was the mistake.
If you've already paid Cousins,
right, then you can't double down.
You can't just take the number 8 pick.
But they
never
should have paid Cousins. They just should have drafted Penix. really bizarre.
Like, so
stuff.
I just hope when you all see those picks, it's just a reminder, like, your organization ain't that.
I couldn't help laughing at the Bengals for taking Mims, the big guy that Brock said has a lot of questions about his want
Did
to
you watch
effort
Arizona,
level, toughness,
the Arizona
et
war room where the owner was next to the GM and they're all watching the TV.
They're a disaster.
They're looking at the reaction and listening to is the perception of this pick.
What was the
Seahawks war room doing? Hugging each other, loving each other, high-fiving each other. They got their dude.
All right, a couple things. Before the Seahawks were in that war room, John and Coach McDonald were downstairs in the hallway filming a little video, just kind of letting people know what was up and how they were having fun with their first draft together.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't help but notice, Gene, I know I'm not the only one,
sure,
that it was filmed directly in front of a picture of Richard Sherman tipping a pass.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Well, what's up with it is what I said on your show here last Friday, that this whole quote-unquote picture gate is a big deal for no reason. And the reason why it became a big deal, and it's, by the way, it isn't just Picturegate, it's a lot of news that happens in our country, right? When you have people that use their platforms to tell you what's going on. And so then you have everybody else says, oh my goodness, the Seahawks are trying to erase the history of the past. I can't believe they're doing this. And I get on with you guys and I tell you,
that's not what's happening.
I was in the building. That's not what's happening. No, G, but you don't understand. I was in the building. That's not what's happening.
Is that the voice you use to talk like Richard Sherman?
Bro,
that seems
I'm
like
not
a
even
weird imitation of him.
I'm not talking about Sherman.
Oh, okay. It seems weird because that's basically what he did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's the one who went and started posting about how the Seahawks are trying to erase their memories.
No, I'm talking about...
It just feels like that's an imitation you're not doing.
I'm talking about some sports media folks out here in the country.
He's not one of those anymore?
I'm not. He's not.
G, plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth.
See, you can't help it. Just plead the fifth.
So the question is this. Is Picturegate over with now? Are we done with this? Because when I tried to tell you guys last Friday that it was just a little bit away, and I told you that there were pictures still up in different ways, and my point
was we agreed with you. We knew.
No, I know. You guys knew.
Why didn't everybody do their research?
But some of these sports media folks are sitting here telling folks,
like
and
Sherm.
I try to tell them, some of those folks like don't Sherm. Have access in those buildings, right? Like, you guys are funny. Like, oh, my guy knows. No, he doesn't. Yeah. Your guy doesn't know.
Thank you, G.
Okay. You wish you'd been at the race yesterday?
Yeah.
Would you have enjoyed being at the race?
When is the video going to get posted? People are starting to get frustrated.
10
Seriously.
Minutes. Sorry, 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
They're getting frustrated in the social media realm.
The video
realms.
Will be up in 10 minutes. Gee, you and Brock and Kyle were the only three people who believed in me, maybe in the world. Everybody else, Justin, your little smug face in there, Stacy with her little obnoxious tweet, Bump coming on here, the great expert in running, John Schneider. Well, actually, John kind of got it right. I got hurt. Let's see. Who else? Wyman, Bob, Brent, Lefko. No, Bob. Like DK Metcalf ticking off the names of every single team that passed
on
him.
You make yourself sound really unathletic and inactive. So
I am a three-sport varsity athlete in high school who's maybe not run as much as he used to. I've run two half marathons.
You also told us your varsity athletics in high school loved
haters.
Having tea with the opponent after.
Oh, the big race!
A lot of haters.
You know what else Maura has going for her? She's really likable.
That's true. But that shouldn't tell you who's going to win a race.
It tells you who people want to win a race. That's what this was.
It was a popularity contest.
Now we're getting down to it. Well, for every one of you haters... Everybody out there who bet against me, who didn't think I had it in me, we both lost. Maura and I lost. She lost. I lost. I don't know who lost the wars.
You kicked my butt. Mm-hmm. But then you embarrassed yourself.
But then he pulled a hamstring off his butt.
Okay. Out of everything that we've talked about today, first of all, congratulations. Great race. I can't wait for everybody to see
the video.
For those
who missed the story, at about the 50-meter mark, I did, with a large lead, pulled my hamstring popped the hamstring and still managed to limp to a 1 second victory when all was said and done. So that's the story.
Wait until you guys see the video. The video is awesome.
He screamed.
Very well done on the editing right there.
It
whoever
looks
did
as if
it,
I've
Justin,
been shot.
Great job.
Thank you.
But of all the things that I want to talk about and I'm excited to talk about, I want to go out on this note. Last night at like 11:30, I was like, I want to participate in ranked. So I had an idea.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, I was going to text Justin.
Oh.
But I'm like, I know Justin's asleep by
now. A
little
late.
So I came in this morning. I was super excited. I said, I have what I want ranked to be.
Oh, what should it be? Do you want to tell people ahead of time? A little ranked tease?
You want to tell them, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Murphy.
Murphy's ranked?
Murphy's ranked.
Ooh.
All the different Murphys.
Well, I don't want to give anything away. Justin and I have already started working on Murphy's ranked. Wow. So we've got a pretty good ranking coming up in less than an hour.
Wait, you guys are getting ready to talk to Byron Murphy?
Yeah, what should we ask him? We got 1 minute. What should we ask him?
I want Salk to ask him, what's a DeSoto boy?
Yeah.
I am.
No, come on there. Ask
tell
him about that.
Being a DeSoto boy. Do I say it that way?
Yep.
Can I use the word boy?
No.
All right.
Tell me
about being from DeSoto.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with that.
All right.
Hey, just checking.
You know what? You're a walking billboard, an HR treat. Like, HR loves you, Mike Salk. You do a great job.
As I said, I really like my job. I really don't want to lose it. I have two kids. There's a lot of reasons.
And you work in management, right? Yeah. When you work in management, you know what HR is about.
Can I just tell y'all why I really want Murphy to be ranked? Irish Murphy.
All right, there goes G. License, registration, 23andMe card. He's off to go do his show over at 97.3 Cairo News Radio with Ursula. We'll be right back.
Shout out Kevin
Byron
Martinez.
Murphy, number one draft pick of the Seahawks, will join us next on Brock and Salk.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.